Your quest for happiness. We resist all sorts of things for all sorts of reasons. But perplexingly, it usually comes down to this. We resist happiness. It's perplexing because at the same time, we have an insatiable desire for happiness. I have been resisting happiness my whole life. I see it clearly now, but I didn't always. I caught glimpses of it here and there throughout my life, but it wasn't until I was 40 that I really recognized the patterns. What it is most disturbing and humbling is that even now that I know how resistance works, how to recognize it, and how to overcome it, there are still daily instances when I allow it to win. We tend to see these patterns in other people's lives with much more clarity than we see them in our own. For years, I have observed people resisting happiness. We have seen it in the lives of our family, friends, and colleagues. We have all seen patterns of laziness and procrastination cripple people personally and professionally. We have all seen patterns of fear and self-loathing turn beautiful, intelligent people into a shadow of their true selves. We have all sat by while people who we love sabotage their chances at success and happiness over and over again. These are the patterns we see in people's lives, patterns that we make us wonder, that make us wonder why. Then there are those times when we watch as someone we love, against the advice of everyone in his or her inner circle, does something monumentally stupid. We wonder to ourselves, why would anybody do something so stupid? The answer is universal and disarmingly simple. People do stupid things because they mistakenly believe that those stupid things will make them happy. This is the paradox that surrounds our quest for happiness. We know the things that will make us happy, but we don't always do them. We know how to unleash happiness in our lives, but we don't. Why? Resistance. We are all on a quest for happiness, but resistance gets the better of us. I know the people, things, behaviors, and experiences that make me happy. It is no surprise to anyone, I suspect, that these are the same people, things, behaviors, and experiences that help me become a better version of myself. Working hard makes me happy. And there is no work that brings me more joy than writing. Writing makes me happy, and at the end of a good day of writing, everything is better in the world. Still, every time I sit down to write, before I can even get a word down, I have to battle and slay resistance. A morning walk makes me happy. It clears my head, fires up my metabolism, and gets the endorphins moving through my body. There is no comparison between a day with a morning walk and one without. And yet, resistance fills my mind with 100 excuses at the moment of just indecision each and every morning. Sitting down for a few minutes of prayer and reflection at the beginning of the day makes me happy. It gives me the clarity, focus, perspective, and gratitude I need to make the most of the day. But almost every day, I am tempted to put it off until later or skip it altogether. Why? The allure of action, the temptation to believe that going somewhere or doing something is urgent. This is one of my first struggles with resistance each day, and resistance knows that this is the most significant battle of the day. If resistance can keep me from praying, it will win many more battles throughout the day. There are dozens of other examples, but starting my day with prayer, taking a walk, and jumping straight into my book is a bulletproof recipe for me to exponentially increase my chances of having a fabulous day. What makes you happy? Do you know? Before we jump into that question, a better place to start might be this question. Are you happy? Give yourself a happiness score between 1 and 10 over the past 3 months. Don't base it on how you feel today or over the past week. You might just be having a bad week. 3 months gives us a better look. What's your happiness score? Scribble it down somewhere on this page. Most people think that they are reasonably happy, and most people yearn to be happier. So let's do something about that. Let's increase your happiness score. I am certain that what I'm about to share with you in these pages is going to flood your life with happiness and so much more. It's time to stop resisting happiness. It's time to stop destroying our own happiness. We do it in so many ways. Do you worry about things that you have no control over? Worry destroys happiness. Do you compare yourself with others in an unhealthy way? Comparison is a destroyer of happiness. Do you cling to bad relationships? Bad relationships destroy our happiness. Do you have a lot of self-doubt or even self-loathing? They are destroyers of happiness. Do you buy things you can't afford or don't need? Debt is a destroyer of happiness and a creator of stress. Gossip, laziness, fear, excuses, negative thinking, ingratitude, and jealousy are all destroyers of happiness. You are on a quest for happiness. Working out what makes you happy is essential, but so is working out what destroys your happiness. In order to do this, let's explore why we all have such an ongoing desire for happiness. Key point: find out what really makes you happy. Action step: identify three activities that increase your happiness and write them down.